No, over €3,000 in fines were handed down at a sitting of Tralee District Court last week for unpaid TV licences. Cases against 30 people were before the court last Wednesday. And what does this say about the level of payment, the level of controversy that still exists, and of course the stories at the weekend that perhaps maybe a suggestion, even though it's being downplayed, that a levy could be placed on your broadband charge that would replace the television licence fee, and how the national broadcaster would be funded. With me on the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, who's reiterated his call for the government to directly fund public service broadcasting and abolish the TV licence fee. Senator Byrne, good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Can I get your reaction, first of all, to that story at the weekend in the Sunday Business Post that a 10 to 15 euro charge was going to be placed on our broadband fees to try and replace the licence, being downplayed now by government sources?
Well, I think, and from my understanding of it, is this was one of a number of options that was presented. So it's probably because it's not an option that has been out in the public domain before that this is where the story came from. I think there would be difficulties doing that because obviously broadband is something that, and as you know, especially for remote workers, it's something that's critical, and I don't think people would necessarily be happy with the idea of broadband being used to fund public service broadcasting. But it's like anything, Jerry, when decisions are being made around how we look at funding critical services, every option has to be explored. So this is on the table. I think the crucial issue here is we need to have properly funded public service broadcasting. Quality journalism provided by whether it's RTE or Radio Kerry or others, it costs money. Radio Kerry, like RTE, doesn't run without some form of income. And we need to make a decision, particularly with regard to RTE, as to how we're going to fund it in the future. The current model, the TV license model, actually goes back from the TV license to replace an original radio license. It goes back to the 1926 Wireless Telegraphy Act. And as a model for funding, I think it's outdated. We should look at funding public service broadcasting directly from the Exchequer through an arm's length body, so government can't be directing, you know, where the money goes. But we do that already in many other areas. We do it in sport, we do it in the arts, we do it in higher education. So those models already exist. But until government makes that decision, that the model that's there at the moment involves the TV license fee, and people should pay their TV license fee, because if we're going to get public service broadcasting funded, the TV license model is the current model that operates.
And do you think that arm's length body would get around the concerns expressed by your party leader also this weekend, that it would be direct funding would lead to a tug of war between media and the state in the future?
I get that argument, and I know certainly within the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party we've had discussion on this issue quite a lot around the importance of having quality media in Ireland. I think the model and the argument that some of us have been making, including at the Media Committee, is that Commissioner Naman, which is the regulatory body for the media sector, it currently operates the Sound and Vision Fund, which takes up 7% of the licence fee income. And that helps fund, among other things, documentaries. I'm sure that Radio Kerry has done, but it's open to other public service broadcasters to apply for funding under that. So that model already exists with the Media Commission. And in many ways, you know, because the government can control, you know, what the cost of the license fee is, RTE for quite some time have been looking to increase the €160 annual charge. Government has resisted that. So in many ways, in a sense, government is already controlling, how much money from direct funding goes to the license fee. I think certainly you would need to have certain safeguards in place, including about guaranteeing minimum levels of funding and minimum standards and so on. But that's done in other countries, and we can look at similar sized countries to our own with similar media models, such as Denmark and Finland, and learn from their experience. But I think the one thing that is certain is that the, you know, the license fee model is broken. Given as well where we're going, it's estimated now that about 12% of households don't have the traditional TV set in the corner. People are watching content on their laptops or on other devices. So the traditional model, if you have a TV set in the corner, you have to have a license. That's fine, but if you're consuming content in another way,
it really doesn't cover everybody. It no longer applies. Well, how concerned are you then about the comments made by both Micheál Martin and by Pascal Donoghue, who was reluctant to get the revenue involved? Micheál Martin saying, look, the TV license fee will be around for quite some time yet. Given that RTE have had to cut spending this year by 10 million, the number of licences bought fell by 13%, leading to a drop of 19 million euro in revenue. That's something that's going to have to be done quickly, but it doesn't seem like it'll be done quickly.
Well, there is, because effectively, as you know, Jerry, there was a bailout by government of RTE just before Christmas. Now, that was on foot of RTE having to present a plan as to how it would cut costs. But there was still a government bailout provided to RTE. Look, the message needs to go out there that people should pay their TV license. The TV license goes toward funding news and sport and RTE, documentaries, the arts, children's programs, things that we all love and value. That costs money, and the license fee is one of the main ways of funding that. So people should be paying their license fee, but we have to accept that as a model, it's not the best model. It's an outdated model. So this is why there are a number of other options that are on the table. There have been talks about, you know, in the past about a device charge. There've been talks about, you know, a revenue collected model. We had the story in the Business Post yesterday, obviously, around this new levy on broadband. For me, the simplest option is that we make the decision to pay for it and fund it out of general taxation, as we fund a lot of other things that we regard as of public goods. That means that we are all still going to be paying for it, but it will be paid for out of general taxation. And it's a much cleaner and a more efficient way, I believe, of doing it. And that you have an arm's length body, Commission the Man, that allocates the funding in line with certain principles. So what you don't have is you don't have government interfering in, you know, the levels of funding or how much control it could exercise over RTE.
Do you think the nettle is going to be grasped by this current government this year?
I would love to say yes, Jerry, but I'm kind of afraid. I think, as people know, we have to have a general election within the next 15 months. There's a very heavy legislative schedule in the coming months, and I certainly think government should make that decision, because I think the difficulties that we see in RTE are going to continue to rumble on. I've got to be honest, though, with all of the challenges that government is facing, and I think rightly, as you probably know, for Fianna Fáil government, our top priority has been around investing in housing and health and education. There is the danger that this issue could continue to slip down the agenda, but we are going to have to grasp the nettle at some stage. I think we're going to continue to see a problem of non-payment, and we're going to continue to see how people consume content move in a different way away from the traditional TV set. So if we are going to guarantee quality, balanced, fair journalism and media in Ireland into the future, we have to look at the funding model.
Okay, final point, and this is one that's been made by the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, of which Radio Kerry is a member. You know, will you be widening and broadening the way in which all public service media is funded? You mentioned the Sound of Vision scheme. That's very narrow, very limited to cultural and historical issues rather than actual, active, everyday journalism and investigating. Does that need to be changed?
It is, but it's a welcome fund. And you will be aware, in budget 2023, there was a provision for a multi-million euro local media fund. And I'm a bit frustrated about the delays about setting that up. But the idea behind that was to help local radio and indeed local newspapers report on local council meetings and court cases on local activities, because obviously, you know, for you to be able to get journalists to attend all of these events, it costs money, and that fund was set up specifically with that purpose. I would also see that if we are funding public service broadcasting out of general taxation, that fund wouldn't just be limited to RTE, that where there is public service broadcasting being carried out, whether it's by, you know, other national TV broadcasters or indeed local and national radio, there's no reason as to why you can't apply for some of that funding as well. And I think if we look at other countries where we have lost, you know, where we've seen the decline of local media, and I'm thinking particularly in the United States, that does have an impact on communities. And you know in Kerry how strong Radio Kerry is, how strong the local newspapers are in Kerry for local news and information. But to ensure that, you know, that quality journalism continues, there have to be realistic funding streams.
Oh, they certainly do, and all needs to be looked at as part of whatever decision is made. Senator Malcolm Byrne, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, who has been calling for a decision to be made sooner rather than later to change the model, change that funding model. Unlikely to be a levy on broadband, as was suggested as one of the options on the table. He wants it directly funded to an arm's length body like Comisiún na mBan, which was the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, and with the name change and an expansion in its role in terms of social media and other things, and its regulation of that market, which is